And of course, in that meeting plenary presentation, there was also the presentation by Van Cutsem in colon cancer looking at KRAS and cetuximab. And I don't think that's been looked at least in this study. And I don't know how that's going to play out in lung. What do you think?
I think it'll play out similarly. But again, I'm saying that based on fragmentary information, early data from SWOG, but phase two data, Gandera and the group there, has actually shown that cetuximab with chemotherapy benefits those patients who have epidermal growth factor increased copy number by FISH testing. And that correlates with them having this epidermal growth factor mutation, which generally means, and this isn't always true, that they have a wild type KRAS. Their KRAS is not mutated. In general, I think it's becoming more and more clear that if you have a mutated KRAS and lung cancer, you're not going to respond to these agents, either erlotinib or agents like that, the oral drugs, or cetuximab. But that data is not complete in lung cancer, not nearly as complete as it is in colorectal.